The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In this week's Parsha, Parshas Behar, in Perichof Hei, Posuk Yud Zayin, it states, "V'leisenu ish esamiso, v'yoreisim alekecho ki ani Hashem alekechem." You shall not. Sonu means either harm or hurt, something of that order. You shall not harm one man, his fellow man, and you shall fear from your God, ki ani Hashem alekechem, I am the Lord your God. Now this is the second time that it appears in the parasha. And Rashi tells us Kan hizer al einoz dvorim. Here we're speaking not about hurting someone or harming someone monetarily in money matters. That's how the other one was referring to. And it's not speaking about physically hurting someone, but in oz dvorim, about hurting someone with words. Shelo yaknit ish es chaveire, one should not cause another person to be hurt or angry. Lo yasienu eitzo sheinu hegenes loy, lefi darkoi, v'hanosi shol yoetz, or he should not give him some bad advice. Bim teimar, and Rashi brings this from the Torah's Kahani. Maybe you'll say that who knows if I have bad intentions when I said this to this person. And that he says, Lekach ne'amar v'yoreiso melekecho. That's why it states v'yoreiso melekecho, that you shall fear your God. Hayudea makshoves. Who yudea called over? Who yudea? The one who understands. Lechen Levoves, the one who understands the thoughts of man, he will know what your intentions are. Kol dover amosel leleiv shein makir elamish shahmakshova beliboy me'amaba v'yorosim elekecho. Any mitzvah which is dependent purely on makshova, on a person's thoughts, and nobody knows if he has the right thoughts or not, and that it states v'yorosim elekecho, you should fear Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. The nations of the world, they are always occupied, unfortunately or tragically, with chabolas, hurting at one another. Rosh Olam Osake Reyacho, or taking people's money from each other, or in continual war. You look at the world news, it hasn't changed much. It's just different players all of the time. Who's at war? But there's always war. I've mentioned many times that the sages, the Chazal, always refer to world history as Hagoyim u'Milchamaseihem, the nations of the world and their wars. Klal Yisrael, Nei Yisrael, were niskatshu, they were sanctified, and they were nitztavu, and they were commanded, not only the seven mitzvahs of the Bnei Noach, of the children of Noach, but 613 mitzvahs, where we are obligated, not only are we not allowed to hurt someone physically or money-wise, but even with speech. And we have many prohibitions when it comes to guarding one's mouth. For example, we have Dibla Spiv. A person uses his mouth, he is supposed to not use a foul language. A person should use Becha Loshin Nekia Loshin Koveg. He should use a very, very clean language and a very honorable and dignified language, the Gemara tells us. Then we have Isa Loshin Hora Verechilus. A very, very severe aveira of gossiping one to the other, giving over information that can cause machlekes, that can cause dissension, or slandering one another. Here we're speaking about another very severe avera that has to do merely verbal, and this is what is known as enos dvori, of hurting another person with words. This is a mitzvah leisaser. It's a negative commandment in the Torah. The Rambam counts this amongst all of the mitzvahs in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvahs leisaser reish nun aleph, and reish nun beis, and reish nun vod. It depends in regards to different people. And it must be treated like any other negative commandment in the Torah. The fact is, in many cases, even more severe. For example, one, a Jew is always very careful to what he eats. He sure doesn't eat behemoth tamea, he doesn't eat pig or horse meat, because it's a negative commandment in the Torah. He doesn't eat nevela, an animal that wasn't shechted. He doesn't eat bosa v'cholam, milking meat, because it's a negative commandment in the Torah. Here, this is also a negative commandment in the Torah. And one has to be as careful with this, if not more, than all other negative commandments in the Torah. And if someone transgresses it, it's the same as eating pig, or horse meat, or bosa v'cholam, or nevela, or treifas, or what have you. The Rambam brings, where he counts these mitzvahs, and we will see later on in the sugya, that there is one negative commandment if you hurt a person with your words. If the person is a ger, a convert, then there are more negative commandments. If a person is a yosem ba'almona, an orphan or a widow, then there becomes even more negative commandments. And this we'll explain as we go on. The source of this mitzvah, this mitzvah leisaser, is in the Shas, and it's in the Masechta. It's in the Masechta that we are learning presently. Perek Hazor, Masechta Bo Metzia, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Kishem She'ino B'Mekach U'Memker, just like there's a transgression of Mitzvah Leisaser, where one is not allowed to hurt another person when he's doing business with him, he's trading with him, Kach Eino B'Dvorim, so is one not allowed to hurt another person with words. He shouldn't ask him how much is this article, and really he has no interest in buying. The other person is about tshuva. He shouldn't remind him of his early days. If he's a son of a convert, he shouldn't remind him. If he's the son of a ger, he shouldn't tell him, remember the deeds of your fathers. As it states, ger leisena leisilchotzenu. Then the Brice elaborates. The Brice says, Ton Rabbona, leisenu isha samisoi. One shall not harm another person with einos devorim. And the Brisa says as follows, Ketzad, im hay about tshuva, if a person is about tshuva, al yemelach zuchor ma'asecha rishayin, do not say, remember the days when you were not so good, when you were not so frum. Im hay ben gerim, if he's the son of a ger, al yemelach zuchor ma'asecha v'secho, you shouldn't tell him, remember what your fathers were doing. If the person is a convert or bolil meitera and he's coming to study Torah al yemala, you should not say to him, "Peshoach al nevelis utreifish kotzev ramoshim bolil meitora." Shenemro mipi agbura. you were someone that ate all types of trefa, non-kosher things. How can you come to learn Torah, which was given from Hashem on Har Sinai? Ima yisurin boin olov, ima yochaloim boin olov. If, heaven forbid, a person is suffering, or if he's very sick, or, heaven forbid, shoyim akaver es bonov, he had a tragedy in his family where he had to bury his son. Someone might say that if you would be more frum, these things wouldn't happen to you. Someone might think that's something which is very kosher to say. If you do that, you transgress a negative commandment. Al Yemar, you must not say to the person, like the chaveri, the friends of Eov said, "Halo yiroscho kis loscho tikvoscho, v'teim drochecho zochono mihunoki abed." You must not say. They said to him, "You're suffering so much. It must be that you're deserving of it. It must be because of what you're doing. If you were righteous and you really trusted in the Almighty, then you wouldn't suffer this way." And this is a nos dvorim. Because when a person is going through suffering, you have to you're supposed to share his burden, you're supposed to comfort him, you're supposed to help him carry the load. This is the whole mitzvah of nichum avel. Someone is an ovel, you're supposed to go and comfort him and be mesameach him and make him happy. Or bikacholi, if someone is sick, there's a mitzvah to visit him and to help him and to lift up his spirits. This only makes him feel worse. You're telling him that all everything that's happening to him, he's deserving of. The Gemara brings that when they came to visit, it was, I believe, Rabbi Yochanan, who had lost a son, and other similar cases. So what would the great sages say? They would say that this is a sign of how great you are. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the leaders of the generation for the sins of the generation. And this is what Moshe told Aaron, which we learned just recently. When Aaron's two sons were killed, when they came into the sanctuary, Moshe didn't turn around to Aaron and say, "You probably were deserving of it." He said that, "I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to sanctify the sanctuary with the death of the greatest of Israel. And I didn't know if it would be with me or with you. Now I see you're greater than me." This is what he told them. You must tell someone words that will uplift him. Not like you have, the Gemara brings fools that will come and say, "If this is happening to you, it's probably because you're not frum enough." And someone will be transgress a negative commandment. Then it states further, Imayo Hamori Mevakshin Tfuo Mimenu. If some traders come in to town and they want to buy grain, Leyimalehem Lehu Eitzel Pleini. So he wants to play a joke, fool around a bit. He tells them, "Go to so and so. Shumaychet Tfuo, he sells grain. Viyadea Beishle Mochar." And he knows, Shele Mochar Meilam, he's not in the grain business at all. The Buddha Imer Afla Yitle Einov Alamekach Bishoshen Leidomin. The Buddha says even further, you shouldn't come into a shop. Or for example, you go into a place that's selling cars, automobiles, and you look at a very, very expensive car. And you look at it like you could buy it. And you ask the salesman all type of questions about it. He thinks he might have a customer. Meanwhile, It's way over your head, and you will never consider buying such a thing. That also you're not allowed to do, because you are causing him anguish, because you're lifting up his hopes, and then you drop him flat. Now, maybe you'll say, who's going to know what your intentions are? This is why it states, you should fear Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. All of this is inclusive in the Leisa Aser, the negative commandment. These examples that the Braisa takes seems to be haphazard. But actually, no. Each one has a chidush. Each one has a greater message for us. And Tosfos touches on it. And it's as follows. First, you shouldn't say to a Baal Tshuva, I remember the days when so-and-so. See? Now that is an insult, and you're bringing out a genai. You're bringing out a shame in the person himself. Okay. Then the Braisa goes further. Not only that, lezu, but abzu. Not only that, but you shouldn't even tell a ger, how can you come and learn Torah? How can you come and be so frum when just before you converted, you were eating the velis and treifas and shkotzim v'ramoshim? Now that's not such an insult, because you tell about tshuva was doing things that he was commanded not to before. So that's a great genai. That's bringing out a very, very bad quality in the person. So it's a great insult. But by ger, so what he was doing before? What he was doing before was nothing wrong. He wasn't commanded on the Velas and Treifus and Kotzi Varamoshim. So that's a lesser of a design of a disgrace. And therefore, I might think that you're allowed. So on that, the Maraisa tells me, even that you cannot do. Then he goes further. Ben Ger. You shouldn't come to a Ger, a convert, and tell him, the son of a Ger, excuse me, you shouldn't come to a son of a Ger. This is someone who was Israel from birth, but his parents are here. You shouldn't come and say, how can you be such a good Jew when look what you come from? Now, that's a less of an insult, because there you're not insulting the person at all. You're insulting his parents, where he came from. So I might think that you're allowed. Even that you're not allowed. Then it goes further. If traders come in and they want to buy grain and you send them on a wild goose chase, I'm not insulting them. I'm not disgracing them. Even that you're not allowed to do, because you're causing them anguish. You're causing them aggravation. They're going to spend the day looking for something and you're giving them a wild goose chase. And then it goes further. That's what the Beulah says, Af lo yisla einav b'mekach kashen le'domim. That if you come into a shop and you start to look at an article and you ask all type of questions about it, even though you do not say you're interested in it, but it indicates your interest, that also you're not allowed to do. Now there I would think, what am I doing wrong? I mean, I'm not insulting him. And I never even said with my mouth, like over there I sent him on a goose chase. Here I never even said with my mouth anything wrong. I never said I'm interested in buying it. Yudah says even that you're not allowed to do. Because with your actions and your conversation, you subtly show an indication that you are interested, and you're bringing him to raise his hopes that he has a sale, and then all of a sudden there's the disappointment. So you're causing disappointment to someone. Even that, you're also not allowed to. That's also inclusive in the Leisaser, to cause a disappointment to someone. So, we see how broad this mitzvah is. The Gemara brings a little further. Omer Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Gorla einas dvorim einas momen. that to harm someone with words is a greater avera than a nos moment to harm someone monetarily. Why? Because when it comes to words, it states v'yoreisa malakecho in the pasuk, you shall fear Hashem. When it comes to the money, that you shouldn't harm someone with money, it does not say v'yoreisa malakecho. Reb Lezer says it's more severe because if you cheat someone, it's a hezek bomen. It only affects his wealth. But einos dvorim, you hurt someone with words, it affects he himself. Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni omar zeh nitn lishoven v'zeh lein nitn lishoven. If you cheat someone, you can always rectify it. You give him what you took away from him. But if you hurt someone, you cannot rectify it. Now, we can understand the second two, the last two, because one affects his wealth, the other affects he himself, or one is returnable and one is not returnable. But what does Rabbi Yochanan mean? By here it's written, v'yoreisa malekecha, you shall fear Hashem, and here it's not written, you shall fear Hashem. Why does that show that it's a greater avera? Now, for certain, Rabbi Yochanan does not mean the drosha that Rashi brings from the Teres Kahanim, because Rashi brings that the reason why it states v'yoreisa malekecha, because it's called davar shamoser l'lev, because it has to do with the intentions of the heart. So a person might say, who will know? That's why it states you shall fear Hashem. But that doesn't make it a worse avera. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that it's a worse avera because it states v'yoreisa malekecha, you shall fear Hashem. So what does he mean? So the Maral in the Nesiv Avas Rea, in the beginning of Perek Beis, he says as follows. The Gemara tells us further in this sugya. There's a long sugya here in the Gemara. The Gemara states, Omer of Chizdo, Kol HaShorim Ninolim, Chutz Mishari Aino. All gates are closed. That means, the Gemara later, before said, it had to do with Mishar, from the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of Tefillah, of prayer, became closed. It's very difficult for our prayers to get through. But, Chutz Mishari Aino, when someone becomes emotionally hurt, and he cries out to Hashem, those Tefillahs, those prayers, penetrate the gates. As it states, Hine Hashem Nitzav Al Chaimis Anoch V'Yodei Anoch. Omer Blazer, Blazer says, Akol Nifre B'dei Shliach Chutz Me'Aino. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to claim from a person for doing an Avera, so he sends a Shliach, he sends an emissary. Chutz Me'Aino, except when it comes to this Avera, this he claims he comes himself. Now why do we find this, these two unique points by this mitzvah of Eino? The Maral explains this Avera, it doesn't affect a person with his wealth. It does not even affect a person in regards to his body. If you insult someone, if you hurt someone, if you shame someone, it doesn't affect his body. It's not like you hit someone. So what does it affect? It affects the nefesh ha'odom. It affects the innermost part of the person. In other words, the heart, the emotions, the lev ha'odom, which is known as the nefesh ha'odom, that life which HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the person. Because of this, it penetrates far deeper than other avedas, than avedas shebemomon, avedas that have to do with money, or even avedas shebegufei, an aveda that has to do with the body of a person. but it penetrates right to the heart, to the nefesh. When it comes to the nefesh, it states, "Ki biyotcha nefesh kol choy." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's, we say, "Ki biyotcha, in your hand is the nefesh of every individual." HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards the nefesh of a person. He is the Shema. So therefore, when a person harms the nefesh of another person, or that nefesh is harmed, and that person cries out, then those prayers go right through the gates of heaven. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to collect and to claim for someone who harms another person's nefesh, he himself does it, not a shliach, because he is exclusively the Shema, the one who guards a nefesh of a person. So this is the explanation of what Rabbi Yechanan is saying. Omer Rabbi Yechanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon Yochai, that Onoz Devorim is far greater than Onoz Momon, because it states, "V'yoreisam elekecho, you shall fear Hashem." He is learning the pasuk that be careful not to harm someone with words. Fear Hashem, because you're starting up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, because you're dealing with the nefesh of another person, and there HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shomer. So therefore, someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'yoreisam elekecho," be careful. Someone who consistently harms people with his words, that shows that he has no Yiras Hashem. He doesn't fear Hashem. Now, since this Avera, the essence of it, is the harm that one inflicts to the other person's heart, his nefesh, then it's not all the same. Generally, when it comes to hurting someone physically, you break an arm of one person or you break an arm of another person, it's more or less the same. Or when it comes to stealing from a person, although there's a difference between the wealthy and the poor. But here, that we're dealing, that the entire Avera is the harm you inflict on a person's nefesh. So it depends on the result. It depends on how he's affected. For example, you can say, make a statement to one person, and it means nothing to him. He laughs it off. He's got a thick skin. Or someone who is meaningless makes a statement to a great man, or you make a statement to another person, and that statement can be totally overwhelming to them. So therefore, when it comes to Einoz Devorim, especially, one must be very, very cognizant who's doing the talking and who he's talking to. Therefore, because the entire Avera is made up of the result of the talking, or how the other person is affected by it. Therefore, we find many times in the Torah that the Torah takes this Avera and adds many, many more prohibitions to it, and many, many more punishments to it, and threats by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we are dealing with umlolim, with downtrodden people, or people who are broken-hearted or broken-spirited to begin with. And to the contrary, there we see that the Torah gives us many mitzvahs. That's a great mitzvah to uplift these people and to be mesameach them, because they become affected even more. For example, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Perichov Beis, Posuchov Aleph, states, "Kol almona v'yosom leis anun," that one shall not afflict an almona, a widow, or an orphan. Now, here we're referring, basically, through the same Aveira that we are learning here. It's broader also. It means you shouldn't afflict them in any way. But it's certainly inclusive of what we are speaking about. Yet the Torah chose to place an exclusive leisaseh. The Rambam brings it as an exclusive leisaseh because the result of your words is going to be far greater by them than by an average person. And we see the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes it. He says, "Ima neisa ane aisoi." If you will harm them or afflict them, ki im tzok yitzak elai shomei eshma tzakosoi, they will cry out to me, I will hear their cries. The chora api, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is one of the few places where the Torah uses such strong language. The chora api, I will become angry, v'harakti eschem bechorev, and I will kill those who do this with a sword. V'hoyu nisheichem al moneis v'neichem yisomim, and their wives will be widows and their sons will be orphans. We see the midah keneged midah, that you will afflict a widow, then heaven forbid his wife will be a widow. You will afflict an orphan, then his children will be orphans. But not only that, even more so, Rashi brings here, he says, naturally, since it states I will kill them, so I know their wives will be widows and their children will be orphans. What's the Torah telling me? So Rashi says, no, harezu klola acheres, it's an additional curse. She anoshim tsrurais ke almonis chayish lo ye edim lamisas ba'aleihem vitiyana asura rinose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it where he will kill those who harm the widow in such a way where their wives will never be allowed to remarry. For example, they will go off to war or go off on a journey and they'll be missing. And we will be unable to prove that they died. In such a case, the wives can't remarry. And they will be almonas chayas, they will be living widows. And the same thing with their children. The children will want to come and inherit the estate. And the courts will not allow them to inherit the estate because we haven't proven that the person has died yet. And that way they will be orphans forever. So we see the Torah is very, very strong here when it comes to afflicting an orphan or a widow. The same thing right the pasuk before it states v'ger leisein ever leisilchot zenu, that you shall not afflict or harm a ger. Or leisilchot zenu means you shall not harm him with money by taking his money or trading with him unfairly. Because you yourself were strangers in Egypt. The Gemara by us on Daf Nun Tes Seif Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Ama'anes ager, someone who harms a ger with his words, Eva Begimolam, transgresses three prohibitions, because three times in the Torah does it say this, besides the inclusive of the regular transgression. Bahalechatzai, and someone who harms him with money is Eved Begimel Lavin, he transgresses another three Lavin. And then the Gemara says, Tanya, Reblezer Agodu, Emer, the Zira Torah ala ger belamed vav mekemes, vi amri lo mem vav mekemes. In 36 places in the Torah, and some say 46 places in the Torah repeatedly cautioned us how we must treat a ger in order not to afflict them. Now this is again because what we're saying, because the Aveira is determined by who is speaking and who is being spoken to. Further, for example, someone who's sick or someone who's suffering or someone who's a mourner or a poor man or someone who's just lost a lot of money, it's all inclusive in the same category. And in that we find many, many mitzvahs from the Torah and from the sages. to uplift these people. Just the opposite, to be mesameach them. For example, we have the old mitzvah Bika Cholim. Chofetz Chaim writes that from the main mitzvahs of Bika Cholim is to uplift the person's spirits. Actually, he writes that there are certain tipshim fools that they come to a chela, a sick person. Sometimes the doctors inclusive of this, and tells them how seriously sick they are, and they haven't got a chance to pull out. So the main mitzvah is to uplift them. Or the Gemara brings people that come, and they come to the chela, and they start to cry, and they start to carry on. And the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to chase these people out of the room, because they're breaking their spirits. The mitzvah is to uplift the spirits, to show them that there is hope. And this is the same thing with Nichum Avelim, the comforting of the mourners. Or, for example, the Gemara brings by an Oni, someone who is very poor. It's brought an Asim Pruta Oni. You give a Pruta, you give some money to an Oni, it's a great mitzvah. Very, very great mitzvah, the mitzvah of Stoker. But a mafaisai. But if the same time that you give him the money, you mafaisai, you uplift his spirits. Is misborach biyud aleph brachos. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you 11 brachos. If you encourage him, give him hope, you tell him things will be better. Good luck is just around the corner, and so forth. Says the mafaisai is misborach biyud aleph brachos. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you 11 brachos. So you always have to determine the mitzvah in who's talking and who you're talking to, and how great the avera is by hurting such a person, and how great the mitzvah is by encouraging or being mesameach or uplifting such a person. The Gemara brings in our sugya in this vein, v'chein ishtei shalodim, a person's wife. Omarav le'elam ye'odim zoye ba'inai zishtai. Rav's taught that a person must always be careful when he speaks to his wife, not to hurt her. Because her tears are very close and it's very easy to hurt her. The Moral explains why with the same understanding. Because if a stranger would say something to her, she's not going to be affected by those words the same as if her husband is going to say something to her. We have to look at the effect of the words. Not the words, but the effect of the words. That's why one has to be very, very careful when he speaks to his wife. And one has to be very, very careful when he speaks to a person who is tzibrochim, who is downhearted to begin with. Also, ktanim. Children. Now, it's a mitzvah. Not only it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, it's an obligation to discipline children. You must discipline children. You have to teach children. And in many cases, you have to be tough with them. And this is one of the big problems today. Today, it's a tremendous problem. Because it seems that many, many parents just abdicate their responsibility of disciplining and teaching their children. And this is a problem America's been for a long time. But unfortunately, it's coming here. And whenever you speak to people in education, this is prepare echod with one mouth. This is what they're telling you. In all types of education. Whether it's primary school or high school or university, non-Jewish schools, Jewish schools, there's no difference. And the fact is, one head of a school told me many educators have left the field. They've had enough. They don't need it. It's not education anymore. Because parents abdicate their responsibility. and especially what children are exposed to today. They're exposed to all of the garbage. Parents sit them by the television for hours because that's an easy way to get rid of them. Then they won't bother them. And they send them to the videos or to the movies or whatever it might be. So they're exposed to all the garbage. They're exposed to all the junk food. They live on Coca-Cola and chips and whatnot. And this is what you have. So there's it's a mitzvah rabba. I mean, you can't come to Torah. I mean, the Gemara says you can't Torah. You can't be a mensch. The Gemara brings and the Rambam brings that if someone is not a mensch, doesn't know how to act as a human being, you're not allowed to teach him Torah. You're not allowed to bring him into the base of mensch. First you have to teach him how to be a human being, a mensch, and then afterwards he can come to Torah as a higher level. But on the other hand, though, to harm children, physically or emotionally without seichel, or without purpose and without a positive purpose, here it will be in this aveira. Now when I say physically, you know, today you have constitutions. You hit a kid, they can bring a case against you. We don't believe like that. It's very clear. It's brought that many times you have to apply the rod. And when you have to apply it, you have to apply it. And it's brought when you're marachim, if you have rachmonas, where you shouldn't have rachmonas, you're an oxor, you're a cruel person. Because this is how you bring up a juvenile delinquent, and it starts with one thing and then another thing, and then it goes on to drugs and then stealing and who knows what. This we have a whole parsha of the Torah, Ben Seder and Ben Meir. And the Gaon, in his letter that he wrote to his family, he mentioned this many times, Vilna Gaon in his letter that he wrote to his family, because he was going to go to Eretz Yisrael. It was aborted, but he was on his way to Eretz Yisrael, and then he wanted to bring his family over. And he instructed them on how to take care of things in the house. So there he writes consistently that when you to get children to do mitzvahs and to get them to learn Torah, it has to be done be'ava, with love, u'besimcha, and with kindliness. Because you cannot force someone to learn Torah, they have to learn to love the Torah. And the same thing with the mitzvahs. So in that he says you have to use a very, very soft approach. And an approach of a carrot. Not the stick, but the carrot. Give them money. Give them sweets. They learn Torah good. Give them something for it. But at the same time he writes, though, but when it comes, that if you see that they're cruel to someone else, they hurt someone else, or they lie, or they use nivul peah, they use foul language, or they say loshon hara, or kloles, or they swear at each other, or they throw curses back and forth, he says that you've got to stop them at all costs. And he says, Al terachim, don't be marachim on them. Take esom, he says, hit them and discipline if necessary. Because when it comes to that, he saw in that if you will not teach them that, on all costs, then you're bringing up a gangster. It's a gangster. Who's a gangster? Someone who can hurt other people and it doesn't bother him. Today the courts will say that's someone who suffers pathologically. What does it mean, suffers pathologically? I once asked someone, an expert, what does it mean? A pathological killer. The courts are not allowed to punish someone. Why? Because that means someone who can inflict pain on someone else, but he is not capable of experiencing it himself. Therefore, we cannot hold him responsible. No. Where did this come from? I mean, by 99% of people. That when you see, children can be cruel. They're not. These are all Midas qualities that have to be developed in children. Good qualities have to be learned. And children can be very cruel to one another. They speak badly about one another. They curse one another. They hit one another. They might take things from one another. They might fight with one another. Shalom. But this that you get along, someone is a master of shalom, he's a master of chesed. It doesn't come by itself. This is the Avedis or Odom. This is what we were commanded on a lifetime to develop in ourselves. So on that, the Gaon said that you must not tolerate under any cause for children. Unfortunately, parents abdicate their responsibilities today. He foresaw that if you abdicated that, you would bring up a hoodlum and a gangster. Well, this is what we're finding today. At any rate, coming back to us, where it's not necessary, though, or where it's over the measure, that you'll have parents who abuse children. They abuse children physically, or they abuse children verbally, or they scoff at children, or they make fun of children, or they are sarcastic at children. We have to be careful how we speak to our children in order not to inflict pain on them, which is not a positive, which is not something that we're doing for a positive result, and in a measure that one should do it. And the Minchas Chinuch writes there, he does not see why this is not inclusive in the Leisa Seminatora. This is just because it's a cotton, therefore you're allowed to harm them. So in other words, this means that if a father speaks or a mother speaks to their children, or we speak to any children, and we abuse them verbally, and it's not in a place where we are constructively teaching them in a way that we should be doing, it's a negative commandment. It's the same as eating treifas in the levis. And it could be even more so, because they are affected even more. You know, when they look up at an adult, it's like a dwarf looking up to a giant, and they are affected even more by it. When it comes to the ultimate einor, the ultimate harming of another person with words or insult, this is what the sages, the Chazal, refer to as a mevazeh, mevayish, where you put a person to shame. And especially if it's barabi, publicly. You say something to a person where he is affected so much by it that he becomes embarrassed and shamed, and it's berabim, it's public. And that the Chazal brings is one of the greatest avedas in the Torah. And the opposite of this, what would be the opposite extreme? Would be a mechabedes chaver, to give honor to your chaver, to your fellow man. Now the Maral explained as follows. He says that when something is a very high level, it excels, and excels beyond others or other things, then recognition is demanded. One must recognize it, depending on how important it is. For example, if someone is the best card player in the world, well, he must get recognition, but depending on how important card playing is. So, in accordance to what the importance is,
And if it excels, then it demands recognition and demands honor. And if we do recognize it and honor it, then we are upholding that mila, that level. If we do not, then we mevatel it, then we break that level. And it's not only do we break that level, we disassociate ourselves from it. If we honor it, we associate ourselves. But otherwise, we disassociate ourselves from it. We divorce ourselves from it. And many times then, it's even an insult to it. And the higher the level, then the more honor is due. And then to the contrary also, the greater the insult would be if one does not give a due honor. Derek Moshe, an example. You have a melech, a king. We are obligated to give enormous honor to the king. And all the nations knew that. A king, because a king is separated and uplifted from the whole nation. And therefore we must give honor and recognition. And someone who disgraces a king, well, that's far more than if he disgraces a simple person. Or Torah, or the Chachmei HaTorah. Now, of everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find this in the Gemara, in Ezekiel, in Hilchos Ezekiel. The law is, that if you mavayish someone, if you shame someone, he can bring you to Beis Din and demand payment. Well, you have to appease him with payment. The Gemara says, HaKol Lefi HaMavayish VeHamizbayish. Not every act renders the same penalty. We have to see who is the person that caused the shame to the other, and who is the one that was shamed. HaKol Lefi HaMavayish VeHamizbayish. Alright. Now, there is nothing, the Maral says, in the whole entire creation, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that is of a higher level than the Tzelem Elokim, the image of Hashem. There is nothing which He has created in our world greater or at a higher level than the image, His image which He placed in men. Shafila l'malochim leidi kotzer. Even the angels do not have this image. And this is what the Rebbe Kiva said in the Masechet Avos, Perigimel Mishnah Yud Dalet, Chovi v'odom shenivra b'tzelem elokim. How dear is man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imparted to him his own image. You want to give a gift to someone, you can give him a small gift. You have someone you love very much, you give him a large gift. You can give him everything you have, but you don't give him part of yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man part of himself. Choviv Odom, we see how dear man is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenivra b'tzelem elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave from him his own image. Chiba yaseira neidaf lo. As it states, Nasa Odom b'tzalmeinu kibusenu. Let us make man in our own image, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Therefore, when a person gives honor to another man, he's associating himself with the Tzelem Elokim. He's recognizing the Tzelem Elokim. He's giving recognition to it. He's uplifting it. When he disgraces it, it's even worse than disgracing the melech, disgracing the king. He's disassociated himself from it. He's mabatled it. He destroys that level. He disassociates and divorces himself from it. And it's a great denial. It's a great disgrace. Therefore, in this sugya, here in Perek Hazov, it states, Kol amalvin es penei chaveira barabim kilu sheikh hezdomim. whoever publicly embarrasses him is another person, is as if he has shefek dam, he is shedding blood. And the Gemara says, we see the ozel sumke va'ozich yudok. We see that the color of his face drains and it becomes pale. So we see the blood goes out. Teisa says, even though when a person is embarrassed, first it gets red, that's the blood is coming together to go out. But then it drains from him and he becomes pale. And the Maral says, why does this happen? Because the Tzelem Elokim, the image that Hashem gave to man, where does that show in man? It says that shows in man in the brightness and the radiance of his face. As it states, Chokmas Odom Teir Ponov. The wisdom of man is evident in the light of his face. For example, death is only with the living. A person dies, immediately that radiance vanishes and it becomes a deathly pale. That's the Tzelem Elokim, that's the image of Hashem that's in him. So, when a person disgraces another person, or he insults another person, or he makes him kal. Makes him kal means he downgrades him, makes him into a nothing. Because when a person talks to someone, he's not careful the way he talks to him. This means he holds him as a nothing. He minimizes his importance. The chashivas. The importance is you uplift the person who you're talking to. So this is a downgrading of the Tzelem Elokim. This means that this person is contrary. He disassociates himself from the Tzelem Elokim. He is contrary to the image of Hashem. What will come from there? Will come from there the greatest korban, the greatest destruction. Because the greatest level of life that is in this world is the image of Hashem, because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all life, and if he took part of himself and placed that in man, so this means that you're touching here with the highest sources of life. And if a person comes and destroys that, and he can destroy it by downgrading it, just like a person will destroy the honor of the king, will come from their churban, great churban. That's why the Gemara brings in Gittin and Daf Nun Zayin Omer Aleph. Tanya Omer of Lezer. Lezer learned, Bo ur'e kamagdela keche shel busha. Come and see how great the power is of busha, of shaming someone. Sharei saya kodesh boch is bar kamtso. You're all familiar with the story of bar kamtso and bar kamtso. The man made a big feast, and he sent out his shliach, his messenger, to invite Kamso. And instead he invited Bar Kamso. And meanwhile Kamso was his friend and Bar Kamso was his enemy. And when he saw Bar Kamso, then he asked him, what are you doing here? And he says, well, I was invited. And he said, it's a mistake. And he says, you must go. In the end he threw him out in the presence of everyone else. So the Gemara brings that through that came a chain effect of happenings which caused the churban Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Sharei Saya Kodesh Baruch Hu Bar Kamtso V'Hichriv Es Beisei V'Sorachas Echolot. From this, our Beis HaMikdash was burnt and we went into Golos. So you see the churban that came out of shaming someone. And we find this also. The Gemara brings in Yavama Samach Beis on a base. Yud Beis Elef Zugais Shel Talmidim Hoya Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva had 24,000 Talmidim. And Kulam Meisu in Pesach Atzeres. They all died during this time, between Pesach and Shavuos. Because they did not give the proper honor to each other. They didn't uplift each other, but rather looked down at each other. And this was a disgrace to the Tzelem and the King. The Maral brings especially in these times, because in these times is the Salus HaTorah, the Torah is elevated. During the Sefiras HaEmer, these were the 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, between the going out of Egypt and the giving of the Torah. And Klal Yisrael and the whole world were rising day after day after day to reach the Madrega, the level of Hasina. So it was a day, it was a time of an elevation of Kovet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah. And there they were people and Talmidei Chachomim. And therefore this great Churban came. From here we can understand the contrast that the Blazer, the Gemara brings in Brochus Chofches on the days, Tonar Abonon, Kishachola Reblezer, when the great Reblezer became sick, Niknus Talmidim Levakre, his Talmidim came to visit him. Omrulo, they said to him, Rebbe, Lamdenu Orches Chaim Viniske Behem Lechayelam Abo. Teach us also, teach us the way of life, so we can be Zeichem, merit the world to come. So he gave them a number of things, but the first thing he said was, Yizaru b'chvei chavreichem. Be careful in the honor that you give to your chavreichem, and then you'll be tishku l'chai elam abo. You will have elam abo. So the Maral explains it in this vein, because if you give honor to another person, you are cleaving and associating yourself. You are uplifting the Tzelem Elokim, the image of Hashem. And the image of Hashem is Eilam Habo. That's the world to come, because you are cleaving with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So here we have this mitzvah, Leiseinu Yishas HaMishrei, that one is not allowed, and he must be very careful, to cause harm with his words to another person, to be disrespectful. This is the contrary of the respect that one must give to another. And the underlying reason is because in every individual is the greatest attribute that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into the creation. Nase Odom Kidmuseinu B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. We should make man in our image. This is the Chibur Yesera, the great love that he showed to the people that he made them in this way.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yGj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.